Kim Laird. I guess I'm early.
Jerry Martin.
Hello, Jerry. It's Kim.
Hi, Kim.
How have you been?
I have been very well, thank you.
That's good. You're feeling better now?
I am essentially back to normal.
That's good.
I'm still a little jumpy when my stomach does anything out of the ordinary, but it's been pretty smooth sailing now for about a week.
Well, that's good to hear. Very good to hear. I know Holly needs to speak to you.
Chuck Holly.
Hello, Chuck.
Hey, Kim.
But Jerry, as I was saying, I know Holly needs to speak to you about rectifying the registration sheets.
Okay.
Apparently she's coming out with slightly different numbers than you, and she just wants to, you know, see where things are going a little fluey.
Don Lewis.
Got it, Kim. That's great.
Hello, Don.
Hello.
Yeah, so, Jerry, she'll be talking to you about that a little bit later when she gets on.
Great.
I've been somewhat out of touch for the last week or two, so...
Jim Maxwell.
I may not be fully up to speed on everything.
Okay. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Don, in case you... Are you aware that Dave Davis is supposed to be calling in tonight's meeting?
I am aware.
Yep. That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. Yep.
Andrew Conway.
David Davis.
Hello, Andrew.
Holly Greeley.
Hello, David.
Hello.
Hello, Holly.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
We are waiting on Sandy, Bob, and Will. I know Sandy was just on our way home.
Is John in tonight?
As far as I know, yes. But...
And Don is, Higgins is probably not.
No, Don is out of the country.
Okay.
I believe he's still out of the country. So far we have with us Don Lewis, Jerry Martin, Jim Maxwell, Chuck Holly.
Bob Newman.
There's Bob.
John Petriano.
Hello.
Hello, Bob. Hello, John.
Hey. Bob.
I think somebody else came on after us, too.
Will did.
Okay.
I'm here, too.
Okay, Will. So just waiting on Sandy at this point.
Oh, okay, great.
As I said, I know she was on the drive home.
Sandy Brown.
Here you go. Hello, Sandy.
Hey, Kim.
Okay. I believe that is everyone in attendance then. Chuck, are you ready to go?
Yep.
Okay. Meeting is called to order at, I have 8:02 Eastern Time. Roll call, Kim Laird, chair, I'm here. Sandy Brown?
Here.
Don Lewis?
Here.
Jerry Martin?
Here.
Jim Maxwell?
Here.
Bob Newman?
Here.
Will Penman?
Here.
Chuck Holly?
Here.
John Satriano?
Here.
Holly Greeley?
Here.
And also with us tonight is Andrew Conway and David Davis.
Is Martin Frost coming tonight?
I am not sure. I haven't heard from Martin.
Okay. Just checking for roll.
Okay.
Is Dave on? I didn't hear a response.
Dave, are you still there?
Sorry, I had it muted.
Oh, okay. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Any corrections or additions that need to be made to tonight's agenda? There is a correction I know that does need to be made in the video contract, but I'll wait until we discuss that to make those changes, those corrections. Anything else that anyone else saw? If not, I'd like the agenda approved by unanimous consent. Anyone opposed? Okay. Agenda is approved by unanimous consent. The previous minutes from April 18th. Are there any corrections that need to be made to the April 18th minutes that anyone saw?
Okay. Okay, bye. Bye.
Okay. If not, I'd like the minutes of the April 18th meeting passed by unanimous consent. Anyone opposed? Okay, the April 18th meeting minutes pass. Festival report. John, anything from you tonight?
Oh, yeah, I got a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
All right, let's see. The numbers are pretty firmly in for the early registration period. So when I plug them into my budget, I noticed that I underestimated the number of adult early bird packages we would get.
Underestimated or overestimated?
Overestimated, sorry, and underestimated the number of youth early bird packages. So part of that reason may be that I misestimated the overall number of attendees. But another part of that reason is probably that when I restructured the pricing this year, I created a greater incentive for people to register early. So when I did my estimates, I moved some later registration numbers into the early bird category. So probably it's a combination of both of those things. I had estimated about $50,000 for early bird registration. After I plug in the youth groups, we end up with about $45,600. Looks like I'm short by about $4,400. That doesn't seem like a problem to me. It's $4,400 off of a $30,000 profit that we were estimating in the first place. If I continue to miss my estimates at the same margin, we could end up with another $5,000 shortfall. But I wouldn't think at this point that we're estimating a profit of less than $20,000. And that still doesn't include the contingency, which is another $10,000. Does anybody have any questions about that stuff?
What's the contingency that you're talking about?
We always build a contingency into the budget, which is approximately 10% of the total budget itself, just for emergencies, shortfalls, stuff like that. So when we were estimating a $30,000 budget, there was included in there was also another $10,000, which is just not assigned within the budget. Anything else? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I just, a bunch of stuff that I've been announcing lately. I told you last month that Cirque du Soleil was going to donate an act. Right now they're talking about donating the fire juggler from Alegria. It's a fire spinning act. We've talked to the fire marshal down there, and everything seems okay. There are some logistics to work out. I'm not sure if we'll be able to supply exactly the right kind of floor covering for them and that kind of thing, but we're working on it, and so far it looks like it should work. Paul Bachman has volunteered to give us a museum and video lounge for the week, and all it's going to cost us is a complimentary festival package for Paul and the rental of a large screen TV, which I believe is $150 for the week,
mm-hmm.
and I think we should go for that. The volunteer gifts have been chosen, and they're on budget, and no, you can't know what they are. All right, if you really want to know, ask me through email, and I'll tell you. insurance is on track. We have a payment scheduled to go out on June 4th for festival insurance. Our music licensing, we have a payment going out for BMI, but that only covers about half the available music. There's another license I want to get from ASCAP, but I've been absolutely unable to get in touch with them. They just do not respond to me on any medium. But I'll keep trying with that. That's all I can tell you.
John,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Just on the ASCAP thing, just tonight, a friend of mine who happens to be a radio manager for an internet radio station and deals with ASCAP a lot has told me if you need help getting in touch with them, he has connections there. He has a couple contacts that he knows will get back to you right away. So I'll get you in touch with that person.
Please, thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Travel arrangements have been completed for almost all the performers, all the Europeans. We still have Victor and his girlfriend to take care of, but they're going to be flying domestically, and we don't know where they're going to be coming from yet, so we'll handle that at the last moment. And the only other thing I have is numbers medals. We, thanks to Sandy, working with Mary Spar and some other people, they came up with a completely new design for the numbers competition medals this year, and we're having a bunch of them made up, and we'll have them at the festival. That is my report.
Any questions for John from the board?
This is Don. I'm just curious as to whether John has any sense of what the World Juggling Festival is before us having on us. Is there sort of a noticeable something with registration?
I'm not sure I understand the question. What about them? You talking about
I
the
I think you mean the WJF, yeah.
Yeah. What about them?
Just wondering if you're noticing a visible effect.
No, not to my knowledge. Although my estimates are, I overestimated the number of packages. I based that on Buffalo. We are above Davenport and Portland. So I can't say that WJF is, you know, has produced a noticeable effect. Whether we've gotten more packages or not, I can't really say. And I don't have any direct knowledge, but I understand that the WJF's registration is not going particularly well.
I would be tend to be somewhat encouraged that we actually do have a fairly reasonable registration, given that competition so close by.
Yeah. Although, to tell you the truth, Jason didn't envision it as competition. His original plan was to have it within a few hours of the IJA. And the week before or the week after. And he thought it would bring more people who wanted to go to both. I argued with him, and I thought it would hurt both of us more than it would help either of us. But we'll see.
Well, I guess you got to try it both ways to see how it works.
Right, right.
Okay. Anything else for John? Okay, if not, we'll move on to Holly with finances.
Okay. I promise I'll be short and sweet tonight. The 990, just to give you an update on the status, I've completed all of the entry on the 990, but still need to review it. So it's not complete until that review is done. But I expect that that'll be within a couple of days, and then I'll have it out to the whole board for review before it gets posted and filed. The credit card, new credit card terminal is here and up and running, so I can process credit card transactions if that's necessary, and I'll bring that to the FEST also so that we have two terminals. And FEST registrations, I have tied out my payment information to Jerry's spreadsheet, and I have a handful of people who have paid but are not on the set spreadsheet, and then there are a handful on the spreadsheet that have not paid. So, Jerry, at some point you and I need to put our heads together and try and sort that all out. I'd say there's about 24 people that don't match either one way or the other. They've paid and aren't there, or are there and have not paid.
Got it.
And that's all I got.
Okay.
I just have one comment that for John, actually. If we're going to have two terminals there, you know, just make sure we have two phone lines available, because I think that's how they work. So
yeah.
I know in the past the phone lines have been a problem sometimes, so just a heads up.
Okay, will do.
Okay, very good. Any other questions for Holly? All right, thank you, Holly. Good job. Membership. Jim, anything from you tonight?
Sure. We've got 1744 current membership records. This is up from 1705 at the last board report, and it's up by 10 memberships when I posted on May 3rd on the general forum. I think this is to be expected with the festival coming up, and we'll probably continue to see a steady increase up through July.
Yay.
Yay. Okay, any questions for Jim? Okay, thanks, Jim. Sandy, anything from the store?
Not really. I don't really have a report tonight.
Okay. That sounds fine, too.
Any questions about the store?
That sounds like a no. Thanks, Sandy. The e-newsletter, Don, do you have any updates or things you need to say about the e-newsletter?
Well, I've got about a week to get the next one out if we want to put one out in May. I've been sort of away and unavailable for off and on for the last 2 weeks, so the next week is sort of my chance to get caught up and do something about that. There's not a whole lot of material to put in it. It would be nice to have some kind of a booster article about the festival to lead it off with. I don't know if John has something specific he wants to put in there about it. Anything else that people want to put in, that's fine. I thought maybe devote part of a page to Andrew's music fact would be useful.
Sounds good.
Not like the articles are coming in fast and thick, so it's sort of like running the magazine. You got to go running after people.
This is Andrew. Alan Plotkin has just been working on restoring some tapes that haven't been available for a while. In particular, we have the 1988. We're going to have the 1988 championships and juniors. This was Jason Garfield's first performance at an AJA event at the age of 13. So that'll be appearing on the store. I'll write something up about that if you like.
Okay. I think it's worthwhile telling people that this sort of stuff is coming, even if it's not actually in the store yet.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is John. We do have some festival announcements, so I'll write something up for you.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Also, Don, I spoke to Sarah from the Speed Survey Company, and she had said that if we have an e-newsletter that we do send out, that would probably be the best way of getting the survey out to the people, because it would be through their email, but yet it would be through something that they would read. And that's something I wanted to talk with everybody about tonight during my report on the survey, about whether we should link it to the e-newsletter or send it out as a separate email. So that may be something else we can, think about.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
All righty. So along that same vein with the member survey, I have asked David Landown, our webmaster, to act as facilitator for the survey, as administrator. And that would just basically mean him taking the reports as they come in and putting them on our website or creating a link so that members can go in and see the results of the survey. And as I said, Sarah from Speed Survey said we can link it either through our e-newsletter that goes out or send it as a separate email, because either way it still, you know, recognizes the computer to prevent multiples. It recognizes the email to prevent multiples. So I don't know how the rest of the board feels, which way might be a better way of doing it.
Well,
ideas?
Putting it out in the newsletter is an interesting idea, because it might allow us to sort of purify the questions a bit if we give sort of a situational analysis in advance.
Mm-hmm.
I keep arguing on the forum that it's no good asking just bold questions unless people have enough information to understand what the answers mean.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we could do a preamble and then let them have at a
Cooper.
More
variable
thing.
No, that's a bad dog.
That sounds like a good idea, Don, and that's kind of what I had in mind when I thought about putting it in the newsletter. But I didn't know how everyone else would feel about it. So.
Well, it's certainly not going in the May newsletter. I think we'll have to wait for the June newsletter for that. Unless you're ready to go, like, within days.
Oh, it's ready to go. It's ready to go.
Not sure our preamble is ready to go.
No, and that could be a problem. The other thing is, I wasn't sure if sending out a separate email with just the survey would make things a little bit easier on the membership, or would it be more of a detriment?
Well, you can always put something in the newsletter saying, hey, the survey is coming,
mm-hmm.
and watch for it in your mailbox.
True.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Yeah,
because
that's good.
As people have said, you know, this is Bob, I still haven't got my juggle vision, and I'd like to respond in the survey to that. To me, when I respond, I just haven't received or undecided, doesn't really help anybody. So I think that's an important part of the survey, so I'm hoping, you know, that we get that in.
Yeah, and that's why we've held off on sending the survey out, to be part of the reason why we've held off on sending it out anyway, because Andrew and I had discussed this previously. We wanted to give people a chance to see Juggle Vision and give their opinions on that at the same time. So I like the idea as well of doing some sort of intro and saying, hey, watch your email boxes for this survey coming.
Now, if there's concern that people are not getting Juggle Vision in important numbers, maybe we should have a paragraph or two saying, hey, it's out there. If you haven't received it by now, perhaps there's a problem and we need to know about it.
Well, the only caveat about that, this is Sandy, is we've done that in the past with some Juggle magazines, and the mail just takes longer than you think. So recently I sent out, an extra half dozen magazines to people who said they hadn't gotten theirs, and they got theirs simultaneously with the ones I sent. So we really have to allow enough time for Juggle Vision to get there. I haven't gotten mine either. So it
sounds like we're going to have to do this mid-June.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, well, I think this as well. I think actually the timeline doesn't work out too badly for us. I mean, if we want to put in the next newsletter a little reminder or a sort of introduction to what we're going to be sending them, then since the newsletter is going to be going out in a week, you know, that gives us the week plus the next few days before we send that for them to actually receive Juggle Vision.
Right. And
I have a question. How long are we going to give everyone to respond?
Well,
that could have an effect, too. I mean, if we're going to give them several weeks and we think all Juggle Vision will be there, you know, we may put a caveat in there saying, you know, if you haven't received it yet, just wait to respond because you'll probably get it in a couple of days. I mean, I'm not sure if that's, you know, realistic or not.
Well, I'm sure there are studies done on the appropriate length of time to – you know, respond to a survey. I don't know what that is. It seems to me at least we should wait, 2 weeks.
Yeah,
2 weeks.
Typically you're going to find you get 95% of your responses within the first couple of days.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
They either do it right away or they don't do it.
Yeah, I would agree.
Right.
Yeah. I think maybe if we said, I think whatever length of time we do decide, we should include it in there. But I don't know, maybe like a week, you know, we could say in there within the, you know, if you could please take the time within the next week to fill this out, we would appreciate your response or whatever.
Actually, I think Dave has some response, some experience with response rates. Is he still on?
Yes, I'm here.
So in terms of response rates, would you agree that we're either going to get a fast, hot response, and then it's going to tail off?
Every time I've done it, you're going to have 90% of the responses in the first day.
Right.
Yeah.
And it'll tail off logarithmically after that.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you're at 95 or 98% within 2 days, 3 days.
So,
well, in that case, maybe we might as well just say 3 days, you know?
Well, I mean, give them the week.
Give them the week.
And you can always leave it open longer in case things trickle in, but I wouldn't beat myself up about it.
Well, with this survey as well, we have 1 month on the system, which means we have 1 month that people can actually respond, 4 weeks from the time it gets sent out. It doesn't mean that we have to, you know, announce that they have a month to do it. We can say, would you please respond within a week? But if people still, you know, trickle in right at the deadline or shortly after, hoping that they can still, that their answers will still work and still count, I don't see where that would be a problem.
Yeah. I was just thinking that, you know, the longer the time frame you have to do something, the more likely you are to put it off.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah,
I think if Juggle Vision isn't out there at a pretty saturation level, there's no point in sending out the question. So once we're sure that Juggle Vision is, say, at the 90% delivery level, then maybe we'll get good response rate. If they're only half delivered, we're wasting our time.
Right.
This is Jim. Is it critical or beneficial to the survey to have it done all at once as opposed to breaking this up into smaller surveys? For instance, doing one later about Juggle Vision and getting feedback on that.
I would think that given the nature of this survey, it's fairly general to start with and it's not outrageously long. It's going to generate a bunch of other questions that we will probably want to survey later on.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go with something similar to what we've got now and then do another survey to answer the questions that this one generates. Because I've yet to see a survey that doesn't generate at least as many questions as it asks.
This is Bob, too. I think, though, we have to watch a saturation point because, you know, I don't mind filling out one survey.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
After, you know, two or three, you go, where is this going? You know, I mean, how many of these are going to get? So, I mean, I'm not sure everyone feels like I do when they get these things, but, like, I don't mind one, but two or three within a short period of time does get kind of onerous, you know.
Yeah, typically what you would do would be in the newsletter, you would say, announce the results, give some interpretation, and say, is that really what you meant? Here's a three-question survey. Go answer this one and let's make sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not sure, though, people go back. You know, I tend to have, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure I would. You know, I mean, like I say, I'm very involved in the IJ, so I would. But other things I have done, you know, you go, you know, I've clicked through half the survey and you go, wait, but this is too long. I'm getting out of this thing. And I'm just getting, you know,
Yeah, it's important on your repeat surveys or your confirmation surveys that they only be two or three questions long.
Yeah.
Take a minute or less.
Andrew, you're still on, right? Andrew?
Yes, I had you on mute, but I'm
okay.
Here.
That's okay. Juggle Vision, the date that was mailed out, if that was May 11th, was it? No.
That's correct, yeah.
May 11th, okay. Because what I'm thinking is it seems like after about a month's time, it's the magazine or the DVD is in a lot of people's hands within a month's time. Is that what you found? So if we were to wait until, say, June 9th or 10th, to send
mm-hmm.
this out. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
And if we do that, if we send it out around that time, then we'll have the results back, and we'll have them in time for even at the fest, so that if there are questions generated, we'll, you know, we can answer them at the fest as well. But I would like to have the responses back and have some feedback on this, you know, prior to the festival.
This is Jim, and I would even say that even make it available for people at the festival, because a lot of people are just going to dismiss an email, whereas at the festival they might actually take a few minutes and respond to some questions.
That's true. That's true. Good point.
And how are we going to know which ones have already responded?
Yeah, I feel like we have a pretty good control right now with Speed Survey, and you lose your control when you bring in a whole other those other variables.
Well, I mean, who's going to fill out a survey twice, you know?
Well,
to influence the results?
Right. You could actually still have the results done by Speed Survey even at the fest, but it would require us having, you know, a computer or two there that we would allow our members to use.
I think we're talking about a logistics nightmare.
Yeah, it could be. I think we'll be all right if we give them a full month to respond. We may be okay. I think we'll be okay.
I think the number of people who respond after the first couple of days is going to be so minuscule that it's not going to really skew the results.
Okay. Then we'll shoot for a target date of the survey to be around June 8th, 9th, 10th, somewhere around that second full weekend. Is that okay with everyone?
That could work.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty. Any other questions or comments about the survey? Okay, moving on. Affiliates, Jerry, I just left this on from the last meeting. I know you've been busy with fest registration, so do you have anything on affiliates? Or
do not have a report tonight, thank you.
That's fine. Okay. And World Juggling Day, Don Higgins did send me an email, which I need to forward to the rest of the board. Don has been somewhat disenchanted with the numbers of World Juggling Day and doesn't know exactly why. The numbers for registration for events is low. The T-shirt sales, Sandy, do you have a number on the T-shirt sales? Because he didn't have that when he sent me his email.
I think the T-shirt sales were 50.
Okay.
And
46 paid for.
46, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
How many do we have?
We're going to order about 30 extras and sell some at the festival and use some to give to festivals as a gift for raffle prizes, et cetera. So we're only going to order 30 extra. I don't exactly know the
sure.
final count that he ordered. I think it's about 80.
Yeah. But he's trying to rack his brain to figure out how to bring a little bit more excitement to World Juggling Day. He told me he came into it really wanting to do a bang-up job and very optimistic about what could be done with it, and has been somewhat disenchanted by the lack of response. So he wasn't his email was not a very positive one, and yet it was one that sort of reached out there and said, what can we do?
This is Bob. I think we have to do a lot of work if we are going to have a World Juggling Day, because I'm not sure why it's that date, but, you know, I mean, I'm not sure if that's a convenient time in the summer or... You know, the T-shirt sales, I know, are down, are not great. But, I mean, in one way, a lot of people do express the opinion, who needs another juggling shirt? And, personally myself, I hate PayPal, so I don't even bother with it. So, I mean, I think we, you know, I think it really have to examine the more basic structure of World Juggling Day, you know, and we have to encourage groups who have something going on in June to at least acknowledge that World Juggling Day is there. You know, maybe we could, you know, make it a little broader, not just one day, because it is, you know, you're very, you know, you're limiting it almost to a certain extent. So, I mean, you know, if it falls on your festival day or near it, that's great. But otherwise, you know, do you really want to get together? I mean, is that an opportune time at the beginning of summer?
This is Jim. The historical significance of the date in June is the founding of the IJA.
Yeah, you know, that's great, but I mean, we're not getting people to respond. We may want to look at that. You know, it's just, it's one of the many variables that, I mean, it's great to say, you know, it happened on a Tuesday, you know, but every year it changes. So, I mean, you know, you are the nearest weekend, but I mean, I'm not sure, you know, June is the greatest month to even have it. I mean, we may want to reexamine that. I think we should really throw open everything about it and look at it. Just to get the maximum exposure, because it seems a lot of festivals are happening more in the fall. You know, just I don't know if that's just, you know, something to or not.
This is John, and I don't really think we have any problems with World Juggling Day. I think maybe the problem is groups connecting with the IJA, but I think World Juggling Day itself thrives. I know. Here in Philadelphia, we have two events within an hour's drive of each other and then a party that lasts until the middle of the night, and we get a huge number of jugglers to come. But I do think there's a hesitancy or just a disconnection with the IJA, and that's what we're seeing, not so much a failure with World Juggling Day itself.
Well, that's good to hear, because, yeah, then we can reach out to the, you know, people who are actually doing it. Yeah, I like that, you know, because I know down here we've got four juggling clubs and nobody does anything on World Juggling Day. I mean, it's just not even an issue.
I've often wondered how many events are actually going on for World Juggling Day but are not advertised or reported.
There are a lot. If you look on Rec Juggling, there's quite a few that usually aren't listed on the IJA site.
And probably that's where we have to give more freebies away to get our name out there and try and get them registered or something.
I will be sending out the T-shirts. If they arrive on Friday, I'll get them out on Saturday. I'm not going to be in the country for about a week starting on Monday, so I won't be available, but I'm hoping to get the T-shirts out by Saturday.
Great. Okay, any more on World Juggling Day?
Yes, Sandy, can you just give me a call before you send out the T-shirts so we can make sure that you and I have the same list of people that have paid for them?
You bet.
Thanks.
Okay, I'll look forward to mine. I can never have enough juggling shirts. Okay, there is no continuing business, so we'll move on to the new business. Motion 7A. Blank moves for the approval of the contract between the IJA and Alan Plotkin for videography services for the 2007 Fest in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And attachment A is here. There were two corrections that needed to be made yet to the contract. Andrew, on the video services contract, you had numbers competitions in several places. A few of them I've already changed, but it should be numbers championships and individual prop competition. Are those changes okay with you to make?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
Of course.
So, Chuck, that would be item number one under Plotkin responsibilities. We need to add championships after competitions after individual prop, and change competitions to championships after numbers. And likewise in item 2, also under PLOC and responsibilities, at the end of that paragraph there, it should be teams and juniors championships. I do believe I got all the other ones done prior to sending this to you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll look through it later on just to make sure.
Okay. And I'm sorry, we need a motion on this. Who would like to move for the approval?
Oh, moves.
Okay.
Sorry, who?
Sandy seconds.
Was that Don that moved?
Yeah.
Okay, that's Don Lewis moved. Sandy Brown seconded. Is there any discussion? None? Okay, if there's no discussion on this, I'd like this motion to pass by unanimous consent. Is there anyone opposed? Hello? Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? If not, motion passes by unanimous consent. Okay, on to item 7B. Blank moves Dave Davis be given 2 comped festival packages for the 2007 Fest in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. This motion is being made at David Davis's request. We need someone to make the motion.
I will make it, Bob Newman.
Okay. Moved by Bob Newman. Seconded?
Don will second.
Seconded by Don. And discussion. Dave, if you would like to address the board at this time.
Thank you. Yeah, hopefully everyone's had a chance to read what I've written on the subject. And I therefore hope to keep this very short. I think that my request is very straightforward.
John Satriano.
I do understand that the board, in dealing with any comp, has to make kind of a judgment call, and I understand that that applies to this case as well. In particular, the argument that I wish to make preliminarily in support of this case is that the IJA has a long tradition, a long-established tradition, of establishing that the webmaster role is a job which takes approximately 10 to 15 hours a week. This is verifiable by checking 990s over the past, all of them. Anytime a webmaster role has been listed, it has always been listed in the 10 to 15-hour week range. As you hopefully remember, I was a webmaster for the first 11 weeks of the IJA year. And doing the math, that means I probably worked, on average, according to norm, 110 to 165 hours, both of those numbers being well over 60 hours, and 60 hours being the level in which we have for, that is the level in which the person gets comped as well as their spouse. So I think that is pretty straightforward. And I do understand that no one on the board can possibly know or not know whether or not I, in fact, did spend 10 hours a week or not. I am willing to say here on the record, and I have said before, that I feel fairly strongly that I spent at least 60 hours and probably considerably more. Even just on the webmaster role would probably be a safe bet, okay? Based on all of that, I think this is pretty open and closed and don't really intend to go on much longer unless in fact, it sounds as though that's necessary. Repeatedly, I've asked, there are a couple people on the board who appear to still have doubts. I've repeatedly asked them, how short do they think that argument puts me to the 60 hours? I don't know that, but I'll ask it again here, or is there a way, can I ask people if they're already inclined to go for this? I don't want to argue if it's already passing.
I don't know if we can really say it this time, because then that would be considered the vote.
Can we have a non-binding straw vote is what I'm requesting.
Anyone?
Why don't we just vote?
Because once we vote, I can't add supplemental arguments if that simple argument was not sufficient.
Well, let me say this as well. Dave, I'm willing to support you from what you've said. So,
if there are 3 other people who will make that statement, I'll shut up right now.
I just have One basic question to put just for information, if you don't mind.
Okay, Don.
This is Don. Webmaster role, I'm not arguing that it's not taking time. As you know, I have absolutely no way of knowing how much time you actually put into it after the festival. I know that Joyce was putting in a lot of work. I know that David Landover. Yeah, he is basically the webmaster now, and he is presumably putting in vast amounts of work. Now, we have a webmaster or two webmasters who earn their keep over the year. Do you actually feel that you've earned, like, the equivalent of what everybody else is doing? Or going with the
do I out? Think that if your question is there somebody else in the IJA who has done something more than me?
No,
most likely that is true.
I'm not arguing that. The thing is, how many webmasters do we need to compensate in a year before it becomes ridiculous?
Well, I guess my answer to that is the policy is all those webmasters which put in over the required time period, even if that was 20, or we change the policy. I'm not planning to debate the policy. The policy may be too low. That's entirely possible. But that is a different question. As for the did that answer your question, or would you like?
Okay, let me frame it a little differently. If you, as chairman of the IJA last year, received this request, what would you say? Yes? No?
I can answer that one a little easier. As chairman and when I was on the board, this type of request came up numerous times. In almost every case, my default answer was, if it seems at all reasonable, once that person was willing to say it on the record that they, in fact, had given the 30 hours, I usually said, yes, go right ahead. I think I always did that. I said, we're going to make this public. And if people think you haven't done it, you're going to ruin your own reputation, okay? And then the second thing in which I did in a few cases is somebody would come to me and I'd say, oh, you want a comp? You did that, that, and that. Gosh, I think that's a little short. Do you mind doing this, this, and this so that I know you're above the 30 hours? So I mean, that's historically how I handled this very, very complaint. And it does come up every year.
Yeah, so basically you would have given you a comp.
Yes, that is correct.
That's fine. That's all I need to hear.
This is Sandy. I moved the previous question. I'm calling for a vote.
You're calling for the vote. Okay.
There's now a vote to determine whether you call the vote, but honestly, I have no, procedurally that is, but I have no objection to a vote being taken this way if no one has any other questions. Well, actually,
okay.
I can't even say that. Never mind.
Okay.
Okay, the motion has been called, and I'd like to do this by roll call vote if no one has any objections.
And could you repeat the motion, please, Kim?
Sure. Bob Newman moves David Davis be given two comped festival packages for the 2007 Fest in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. This motion is being made at David Davis's request. It was seconded by Don. Okay. Sandy?
No.
I'm sorry. This is Bob. I know we're getting – I'm probably goofing up here.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, because actually it's been called so –
But no. May I address the board quickly?
Well,
this is in the middle of the vote.
We've already started the vote.
Go for the vote.
On with the vote.
Yeah.
According to Robert's rules, it was called and...
I have already voted, and I object to the vote stopping in the middle of the vote procedure.
That's fine.
Don?
Yes?
I have a quick question before we go on. Are we voting to vote? Or
no, we're voting the motion.
Because I... Okay.
Once the motion has been called by somebody, has been the previous motion been moved, that means you have to go to the vote. Okay. Jerry?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Will?
Yes.
And I choose to abstain. Motion passes.
May I address the board real quickly?
Yes, you may.
Thank you very much. First of all, I'm going to head off to juggling in just a second. A minor tidbit note. Procedurally, when somebody moves a motion, you take a vote to see whether the vote can be held at that time. I think I could check on that. At any rate, I hope you all have a great night. Thank you very much. I'm off to juggling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, gang. Moving on to item 7C. Blank moves that award recipients for 2007 be approved on the recommendation of the awards committee chaired by Bob Newman. Did everyone receive those nominations?
I did.
Okay. No one missed them. Okay. The only one that we are currently missing. Oh, I'm sorry. We need the motion first. I'm sorry. Who would like to move this?
This is Jim. I move.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Second it.
Don, I'll second.
Thank you, Don. And discussion. Just so everyone's aware, I have heard. I don't know if everyone else has heard, but I did hear from Dave Finnegan, who usually heads up the education part of the awards. They are still deciding on their education person. However, Bob, please correct me if I'm wrong. They usually take care of that. That nomination does not come to the board.
Yeah, no, it does not. It's not a board approval thing or anything else. It's like the Pink Flamingo thing. It's just a totally separate award that they pay for and do themselves. So, yeah, it has nothing to do with us.
Okay, are there any questions or discussion about the awards? Okay, if there's no further discussion, I'd like this motion to pass by unanimous consent. Is there anyone opposed? Anyone, any abstentions? If not, the motion passes by unanimous consent. Item 7D, I'm sorry. Blank moves the contract with Big Ups Productions for ex-juggling to be filmed at the 2007 IJA Festival be approved, and there is an attachment B, with that contract. We need a motion for this contract, for this motion. Someone to make the motion?
I'll make the motion.
Okay, Bob makes the motion. Second it?
I'll second it, Jerry.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Any discussion on this? Andrew, is this pretty much the same contract that we ran with last year with this company, with this group?
We've tightened up the terms a little. For example, we put in at John's suggestion, put in a penalty clause if they go over time, but it's essentially the same as last year.
Okay. I thought it was. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Any other discussion on this? If not, I'd like the motion to pass by unanimous consent. Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes by unanimous consent. Item 7E. Bob, you had said prior to this that you'd make this motion. Bob Newman makes the following motion to amend the IJA bylaws. This is to amend Article 2, Section 4. Of the bylaws?
I'm not sure how this works. I will happily make the motion, but I do think it should be tabled for further discussion. So I'm not sure if I shouldn't even make the motion.
Well,
I don't know how that works. You know?
To table it. Yeah, we need to make the motion, and
I'll make the motion.
And second it, and then it gets tabled.
Okay, I'll motion it.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay. And any discussion, or are we all in agreement that this should be tabled?
I recommend that the motion be tabled.
Okay.
For further discussion.
You need to move it.
Okay.
I move that the motion be tabled for further discussion.
And I will second that. I don't know if I can second it. I guess I can. Okay. Is there anyone opposed to tabling? Any abstentions? Okay. If not, I'd like that motion by Jim to pass by unanimous consent and table motion 7D. Okay.
Can I ask who seconded the original motion?
Don.
Thank you.
Sorry, Chuck, if we're ever going too fast or that, just speak up. Okay, I'm just running through my list here. Okay. Item 7F. Kim Laird moves that Todd Strong be reappointed as future festival site coordinator for the selection of the 2009 Fest site, and that he be granted the authority to form a site selection committee for the 2009 Fest site. Do we have a second?
Second. Bob.
Okay. And discussion. I'll start out by saying that Todd requested to stay on as Fest site coordinator. If the board so chooses for him to stay on, he's more than willing to do that. He was actually approved as future festival site coordinator at our September meeting. So maybe some of you can help me out here. Do we really need this motion at this time, since he's already been approved in September?
Doesn't hurt. Right, especially since he requested the vote.
Okay. All right.
Basically, he wants the board to approve him as the coordinator for 2009 as opposed
right.
to 2008, which is what I guess he was doing then.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
This is John. I was a member of the site selection committee this year, and I think Todd did an excellent job.
And this is Jim. I concur.
Okay. Any more discussion then? If there's no further discussion, I'd like this motion to pass by unanimous consent. Is anyone opposed? Any abstentions? If not, the motion passes by unanimous consent. Okay, is there anything else we need to discuss tonight?
This is Don. I had a message from Alan Howard saying that he thought he might be able to get the artwork for our wrapper concept for about $300 from his artist. He was wondering if that was something he should go ahead with, or were we going to look for a volunteer to do it for free?
This is Kim. As I think I emailed to you, Don, Catherine Fernie has done ads and whatnot for us. However, not always getting them in on time. And as you know, that can sometimes be a problem with a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I don't think $300 is an exorbitant amount for doing something like that. But that's just my opinion. I'd like to hear what the rest of the board thinks.
I would be comfortable with that. Do we need a motion to go ahead with that, or can we just...
Yes, Catherine been approached about this?
Not by me. I don't have an address she responds to.
Yeah, I have not emailed her about this. I was going to email her about the upcoming ads in the summer, in the next Juggle magazine, to see if she would be interested in doing them. If you would like, I can see if she would be interested in doing this as well and giving it a shot.
The alternative is in the next newsletter to put a note in saying, hey, looking for artistic content for doing this. Anybody do it, they're bid in now.
This is Andrew. I would suggest if you offered Catherine, say, $100 and set a deadline, that you would get it by the deadline.
Reasonable to me.
And she does do nice work.
What is this going to involve? I thought it was just going to be the business card repeated, 12 times or 8 times or something.
I think it's going to be a little fancier than the business card because it's going to be back and front. And we want to have a masthead on it so that it actually looks like it's a a part of the publication and not just some dreadful thing grafted on.
That part's going to probably have to be done by Alan Howard, or at least he's going to have to supply that part.
Well, exactly. So he would have to work with whatever artist we select.
And Alan's been good about working with the other artists that we've had, because, John, you've had a different artist working on the Fest ads than with our regular ads, correct?
I've had a couple of different artists, and actually Alan was working with one of them separately on the magazine, too. And all of them, to a certain degree, have problems with deadlines. But
I think what it works out to is when we select our own artist, his layout artist winds up having to do corrections anyway.
Mm-hmm. That has happened before.
I would not be adverse to just letting Alan go with his person on this and seeing what he can make of it, because, frankly, I would like to see Alan take some initiative in this project, because it's one of the few things that we do to actually promote juggle. Well, this is in his interest to get it right.
Well, that is true.
I also think, since it's the first time that we're trying it, that even for any volunteer artist that we would get, that they would see the intention of these, because, I don't know, I guess because I'm not an artist, I'm kind of a little foggy about what it exactly is, but I have the gist of it.
Well, I figure this artist is going to have to work with Alan, and Alan having to work with the publisher, because he hasn't ever done a wrapper before,
mm-hmm.
and presumably our artist, whoever that might be, will not have done one. So if we've got, like, three parts of the triangle all trying to talk to each other, it's just going to take that much longer to get it working. So I would almost prefer just to let him go with his artist and get on with it. Any excuses for delays or problems.
Is the $300 a fixed quote, or was that an estimate?
That was an estimate.
This is Jim. I would support giving him the go-ahead to proceed with getting an actual quote. And I tend to agree with Don that, you know, the less the fewer hands that we have in this pot, the better.
Well, I think at this point we're going to have to come up with something that resembles an amount, because I doubt that his person is going to do any more work thinking about it or blocking it out unless there's some money involved.
So are you moving that we set up to a certain amount to get this done?
I'm willing to propose that we spend up to $300 to start this project. And if it looks like it's going to cost more, then we'll have to come back.
I would support that, setting out $300. Holly, would that be, you know, within the budget?
Well, it wasn't budgeted.
I know.
That's what you're asking.
I know it wasn't budgeted, but would we have the money to use?
We certainly have the cash in the bank right now. You know, really, the answer to that question hinges on how the festival ends up doing, because, as you know, we budgeted a deficit for general and admin expenses. So if we don't make the forecast profit on the fest, then we end up with a loss for the year. We have certainly sufficient cash reserves to cover a $300 bill. But it may be dipping into reserves rather than being part of a balanced budget.
Okay, well, I'm willing to make a motion that we tell Alan to go ahead with up to the $300 plus the actual cost of doing the thing, which is, what was it, another $1,500?
For...
We'd have to get a final cost on him out of for all that. How about we leave it like this? I will say that yes, he can work with his own artist up to probably $300, but he's got to give us a final package price on doing the whole thing.
Yeah, I think we need to know the final price and what it's going to run us before we can make a final decision. I like the idea. It's just we're a little tight financially until we're sure that everything's going to fly really well with the fest.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I think this is probably the major promotional thing that we can do for Juggle. So even if we screw up somewhere else, I think we should probably still do this.
I agree, Don. I think this is worth the risk.
How's everyone else feel?
I'm skeptical. This is Sandy. I just feel as though if we're looking at a money situation, then I defer to Holly on this, actually. I'm just I'm a tightwad, and I don't feel as though we should necessarily spend the money if we don't need to.
Yeah, and let me just be clear. I'm not recommending for or against it. I'm just letting you know that you did approve a deficit budget. So if you're adding to that deficit, it will dip into reserves. And
exactly. I'm not very comfortable with that. Sorry, Holly.
And I understand that, and I suspect that other people shouldn't be comfortable with that as well. But on the other hand, if it's a project that you feel is going to generate income in the long run, then it may be worth making that investment. But that, I'm not making a recommendation one way or the other.
And when I asked you about that, Holly, I didn't want to put you in any position like that, but I needed to know from you if we had the available extra funds to do that, and because I am not comfortable with running a deficit budget.
Right. The answer is we have funds, we have cash available, but we do not have profit available at this point.
Don, when does the final decision on this have to actually be ready? Because I know, are you looking at this going on the next issue of Juggle coming out or on the post-fest issue?
I would think on the post-fest issue. I think the next one is probably too close to do that.
Right. Okay.
Next one is the post-fest issue.
Yeah, the summer issue, I believe, has already been mailed. Hasn't it?
It should have been.
I believe it was supposed to go out
early May.
It's at the printer right now, and it's going to be mailed in the next day or two.
Okay. I knew it was a couple days behind, so so that has yet to come out, though. So this would be for post-fest, and the post-fest issue deadline for articles, and that is June 22nd.
Yeah, so it might even be the issue after that.
So could we possibly put this on hold and discuss it a little bit more until the June meeting?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. So
one of the things that you need to discuss is how is this going to work? How is it going to, you know, bring in more memberships or get more interest in Juggle? And I haven't heard any discussion of that. So, I mean, maybe it will, but that seems to be the relevant point.
That particular discussion has been going on the forum. I'm not sure that we need to really rehash it here.
It has happened somewhat there.
The idea is to get something into members' hands that they can use to give to people. Right now we have nothing to hand out. Nothing. This would be something relatively cheap to do that would get a bunch of stuff into people's hands. I can't force them to hand it out, but by gosh, I can get it to them.
I do like the idea, Don. It's just at the financial point that we are right now, I personally need more time to weigh the pros and cons of it. And that's why I asked if we could maybe just continue discussing this until the June meeting and then put it as a motion on the June meeting agenda.
Absolutely.
Okay, and then we might, hopefully Alan can give us a little bit more structured estimate of how much this is going to cost us, you know, the whole package, so that we can look at that as well.
And if anybody has projects or concepts for doing something promotional, I'd like to to see that discussion happening on the forum, but you know, we're not getting a whole lot of traction there.
My promo is completed, and I have it in hand, and so does John. The promo that so there is some promotional materials now that we can use for sponsorships and some media.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And it came out really, really beautifully well. And I think a large part of that is the fact that it wasn't discussed on the forum at all.
And I know some board members from last year know that I talked about this, and I haven't talked about it in a long, long time. But I have been trying to work with the McDonald's Corporation in making their Happy Meals in June each year, juggling Happy Meals, where the kids would either get scarves or balls. And the McDonald's Corporation has talked with me about having the IJA put together the instructional booklet to go in it, and said they would be interested in having the IJA logo there and the information. It got as far as the national headquarters and stalled. And I've been working on this for a year and a half, almost 2 years now. So maybe I can make it happen for next year. I just figured doing a promo like that with a major corporation the size of McDonald's, getting our name out in that way, getting juggling equipment into kids' hands, was going to be a way to even promote World Juggling Day, since June is when we have World Juggling Day. But as I said, that's kind of stalled at the national headquarters, and I've got to get back on them about it.
Yeah, this is Jim, and I agree that that would be more bang for our buck. But, you know, when dealing with multinational corporations like that, we're kind of a pretty small fish, and getting them, you know, they don't have any incentive to really push this through.
Right.
So I'm not sure where exactly your deliberations have left off, but I'm not holding out too much hope for that.
Oh, I understand. I understand being pessimistic about it. I tend to be the eternal optimist, so I keep plugging away until I get that definite no.
Hey, Kim?
Yes.
This is Chuck. Are you definitely set on doing that in June?
I don't particularly care when. I just thought it would be a neat tie-in to World Juggling Day to also help promote that.
Well, just as a heads up, with movie time and stuff like that, they do a lot of promotional stuff with movies, and that's a huge time in June. So,
oh, okay.
I would see that as an obstacle if you're specific to that time. Being more flexible might be a better way, just to kind of give you a heads up.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you, Chuck. Yeah. Okay. Anything else that we need to talk about, do?
Is this motion on the floor?
There's no motion on the floor at this time. Don, you had never actually made a motion, is that correct?
No, I didn't make a formal motion.
Okay.
I said I would if that was asked for, but clearly we're not at that stage yet.
Okay. If there's nothing else, it's just a matter of setting up the next meeting, which would be in June. And the third Wednesday in June, I believe, is
20th.
June.
Hey, Kim?
Yes.
It's Holly. Can I add just a couple of quick notes?
Sure, Holly. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
One is an update on the problems we were having with the store. I'm not sure if everybody got that update or not, but I just wanted to thank Martin for all the work that he did getting that problem resolved. It's not that the problem's fixed, but we have a way of dealing with it. So that seems to be going very well. So, Martin, thank you very much.
Sure.
And the other thing is I just wanted to note that as I filled out the Form 990, I was astounded by the number of people that volunteer for the organization and the number of hours that they put in free of charge. It took me a long time to type in all those names. So I
had to add a few more hours to your number.
That's right. Just wanted to acknowledge that and suggest that we celebrate our volunteerism a little bit more because everybody works really hard. So thank you to everybody.
And thank you to you, Holly, and to Martin. And I'll let you guys all in on a little secret that as I put in the e-newsletter, April is, here in the United States, is National Volunteer Recognition Month. And I had planned on getting out a nice little thank you to all of our volunteers. However, they did not arrive until just like last week or so. And I have beautiful glass steins, beer mugs, whatever you want to call them, but they're a beer mug type of thing, at which I am etching the IJA logo onto, and we'll be mailing them out to each and every one of you and each and every one of our volunteers that works throughout the year with a little thank you note. So be watching your mailboxes for them and enjoy a cold one in there for me.
Sounds good.
Nice thought.
So I got a good deal. So
even but, better.
Yeah. But I like to thank volunteers as well. And I was amazed because I put the list together for Holly. And I was amazed at how many people we have working throughout the year. We really need to find a way to adequately recognize them again at this year's fest.
How many people was it?
Could I interrupt for a moment? Please don't mail something to me because it will get forwarded to me in the Bahamas and I will have to pay import duty on it.
Well, you're coming to the fest, right?
I'm coming to the fest.
I will have it there, and in fact, I'll have a cold one waiting there for you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
To answer the second question, I typed in 26 names, and I'm sure that is not nearly an exhaustive list.
Mm-hmm.
No,
that's the list from the website, right?
I think there may be a few names on there that are not on the website, but I'm not certain. I didn't compare it.
So. I took them all from the website. There were some on our website who specifically work with the fest. For example, Craig Barnes, and that I maybe should have included on the list, but did not. So anyone who works specifically with the festival itself, except for the fest director, I did not include those names. If you include those people, we're well over 36 volunteers to run the organization.
So are we looking at Wednesday, June 20th for the meeting?
This is Jim. There's about a 50% chance that I will have a conflict on that day.
I have a conflict also. This is Sandy.
Yeah, I have final dress rehearsal for my show. So.
Well, I'm going to be gone the whole second half of June. So I don't know where that leaves us, but I leave the 14th.
Would the 13th work for everybody?
That would work for me.
For me.
Sure.
Would that be okay for you, Will, being that you're going to be going away?
Yeah. It should.
Okay. Okay, so if we're all right, everybody's all right for the 13th?
I move that the meeting is adjourned.
Okay, well, wait, we have one more thing, Sandy. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just so everyone knows, agenda items for the next meeting would then be due to me by June 3rd. Okay? And now, if there is nothing else, Sandy, you can make your motion.
I make the motion that the meeting is adjourned.
Okay.
Bob.
And Bob, you second?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the meeting is adjourned.
Take a vote.
Sorry, anyone opposed?
Don't need a seconder, but you do need a vote.
I'm sorry about that. Anyone opposed? If not, that motion passes by unanimous consent, and the meeting is adjourned at, 9:17.
Good night, all.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
everyone.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Sandy?